candidates for governor are touting their fundraising ahead of tonight's deadline to submit campaign finance paperwork to the state. What we know so far, Republican Ovid LaMontagne says his campaign raised about $1.2 million. Democrat Maggie Hassan, $930,000. Democrat Jackie Silly, about $281,000. No word yet from Republican Kevin Smith's campaign. So that's what we know. There's a lot we don't know about campaign money in New Hampshire, though. And many election observers say a lot of the campaign money won't ever show up in these candidate reports anyway. NHPR correspondent Brian Walston has been looking into the state's campaign finance laws as part of the state integrity investigation. He joins me now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brady.
If I look through one of these candidate finance reports, what exactly will I see?
What you'll see is a list of donations. Some are from individual supporters, some are from political action committees, state and national political parties, lobbying groups, and corporations.
And so tomorrow, then, we could just drop by the Secretary of State's website and start parsing through the numbers?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because the state has an electronic filing system. But no, because the system is voluntary and very few candidates actually use it. The Secretary of State's office told me only about 24 campaigns are likely to file electronically this year. Most will file paper reports that need to be manually scanned in by workers at the Secretary of State's office.
Once these reports are available, how much will they really tell us about the entire picture of campaign spending in this state?
Some, but not too much. These reports are required by law, but they offer a rather limited view of how political campaigns are actually paid for in New Hampshire. For one thing, there are loopholes in the state election statutes that make it easy for corporations and other wealthy donors to spend a lot of money. One loophole allows nonprofit social welfare groups to raise and spend unlimited amounts of money from anonymous donors. The money is used for so-called independent expenditures, which account for more and more spending in state and national elections. The Concord-based Coalition for Open Democracy says tax-exempt groups spent more than $3.5 million on the 2010 races. They found that only $60,000 of that was disclosed with the Secretary of State's office.
Let's use the race for governor as an example here. How much could a person or, say, a corporation give to one of the candidates right now?
Well, it depends on when the contribution was made. High-level candidates in New Hampshire usually begin raising money well before they officially file paperwork to be included on the ballot. This allows them to collect as much as $5,000 from each individual donor. Now, once they file as an official candidate, they're limited to $1,000 per individual in a primary election, plus another $1,000 if they go on to the general. Now, corporations are people in New Hampshire, so they have to abide by the same rules.
Okay, same deal then. The state integrity investigation gave New Hampshire a grade of D for political finance. Why a D? Just the independent money?
Well, one loophole in the law allows the owner of multiple limited liability corporations to make donations up to the legal limit of $7,000 on behalf of each LLC. Now, you might remember that in 2010, one candidate in the governor's race appeared to benefit from more than $20,000 in donations from a single Dunkin' Donuts franchise holder.
Now, has anything been done to try and close that loophole?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are several bills would have plugged the independent expenditures loophole by requiring nonprofits to disclose their political activities. Just this year, a bill backed by the Coalition for Open Democracy would have changed the definition of a political committee to include any group that spends $2,500 to influence an election. Now, that would have required these groups to register with the Secretary of State's office and file campaign finance reports that identify their contributors. But so far, none of those bills have gotten through the legislature.
Yeah, Brian, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.
NHPR correspondent Brian Walston. You can read his story at nhpr.org. It's part of the State Integrity Investigation, a joint project with the Center for Public Integrity, Public Radio International, and Global Integrity.